It's now 12 days since Hurricane Wilma struck Florida, and more than 400,000 customers remain without electricity in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties along the Atlantic coast. In the city of Dania Beach in Broward County, population 30,000, about 30% of the city is still without power. Ivan Pato is the city manager. He says the outages are scattered throughout the city.
You could go to one community and see one side of the street with power and the other side without it. And yet you're in the same community. There's no particular pattern to it, but it's widespread.
How are people holding up?
With difficulty. We did have a couple of nights ago some incidents of rock and egg throwing in some parts of our city towards some of the repair crews, which was unfortunate.
People who were targeting the utility company trucks that were
yes.
there?
Yes, yes.
And why do you figure that was?
Well, I think they're running out of patience, you know. Having to stand in line in the morning to get water and ice and just frustration. It finally rises to the top.
What happened after those incidents?
The crews actually retreated until they were able to get police escorts and came back in and continued the work. Ironically, the community that where this happened is still without power, so...
Well, as city manager, what's your message to the folks who live there? What do you tell them?
Well, we tell them we're doing everything we can to get them the information they want, but we're not getting the information they need.
Well, I understand you, as city manager, have taken a stand.
Yes.
Tell us what you've done.
Well, it's more symbolic than anything else, which is probably the reason why you call me. I had, in the process of trying to get the city back to normal after not having had power at City Hall for 9 days. One of the first things I was doing was authorizing bills to be paid, and one of the bills was the electric bill for all the, street lights, public lights, et cetera. And I've been having a hard time getting answers from Florida Power and Light. So I said to my finance director that I wasn't going to pay that bill until our residents had their power restored.
By the way, how much was it?
$48,000.
Uh-huh. Have you heard back since then from Florida Power and Light?
No. I did have a call. I take that back. I did have a call from the rep. The answer I'm getting is we're doing the best we can.
Well, I'm curious about that, Mr. Pato, because from the electrical company's point of view, they are doing the best they can, and there were just a tremendous number of people affected by this storm, which seemed to take just about everybody by surprise.
Yes, it did, and I do believe that they're doing the best they can, but I do believe they also have a responsibility to provide quantitative information. That's too general an answer. If I provided my commission with an answer like that on a regular basis, I wouldn't have this job.
You know, I was looking at the website for Florida Power and Light, and they break it down by county in terms of how many people are still affected, and also a projection of when power would be coming back on, and they said for eastern Broward County, and I assume that would include Dania Beach?
It should, yes.
November 13th. How does that strike you? That's still almost 10 days away.
It strikes me as being an improvement because they were talking about it being November 22nd.
So you still have maybe 9 or 10 days to go, though.
Yeah, for somebody, listen, I'm sitting here with the lights on, and so are you.
Yeah.
But for somebody who hasn't had it for 12 days, maybe it's an eternity.
Well, Mr. Pato, thanks for talking with us. We wish you well.
Thank you very much. It's nice talking to you.
Ivan Pato is city manager for Dania Beach in Broward County, Florida.